Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us. It's called The Guide to Spiritual Awakening, empowering readers to eliminate obstacles, gain clarity, set goals while holding you accountable to achieve your desires. Advancing Entitlement, The Crash Course by Gail Knox, contains 44 years of metaphysical study of the most profound channeled teachings from five of America's teachers with the highest integrity, seven simple chapters. The book combines the wisdom of the ages to master the physical reality that surrounds you to personally improve your life. Gail Marie Williams was born in Chicago, began the spiritual journey at age 14 when her older sister Madeline gave her a copy of the book by Jane Roberts titled Seth Material, a Seth book. She continued her study of channeled messages from many sources over four decades until finally collecting them all in her book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. She went on to receive both the basic and advanced certifications in the Universal Law of Attraction from the Global Sciences Foundation. Gail Knox, the author of Advancing in Entitlement, The Crash Course, is back with us on This Week in America. Gail, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Hi, Rick. Oh, this is great.
I was all excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I was excited that you were going to be back with us. I really got a lot of positive comment out of the last program and learned something as well the last program that you were here. We're going to jump right into it. The book is Advancing in Entitlement,
in
The Crash Course.
Enlightenment.
I'm sorry.
Enlightenment.
Well, you'll be entitled if you actually read the book and do Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox back with us on the program. And I start off by, in the book, you compare our physical experience as being in lessons. So what are the lessons?
Well, these would be the lessons of life that everyone has to learn before attaining a genuine mastery over your physical experience. Now, all the books from all the channels that I've studied refer to us as being in lesson. We've come from an eternal, non-physical state to learn about what it means to be a human as a physical extension of source energy that's contained in our soul. And when we have learned all there is and the lessons of life and pass on, each human experience adds to the whole soul entity that's responsible for deciding the lessons. Now, Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, he clearly pointed them out in his book 12. You have to learn about love, including self-love, and how to care for yourself above others, because how can you possibly care for anyone else if you can't even care for yourself?
Yes.
You have to learn and give and to give and receive. You have to learn to live with others and not place blame on anyone. You have to learn how to speak truth and feel your own mastery. Learn how to listen and have patience. You were not born dirty with sin, and you have to move out of duality by dropping your karma. And you have to learn how you have to learn how not to become a victim
and
never let anyone define you. And when you master all that, you bring yourself to a higher vibrational level of self-responsibility that's necessary to move into a graduate status. All that's being taught in these books from Spirit has placed us in a master class of physical reality and prepared us for an ascension to a higher level of existence in a fourth dimension that's still a physicalized state of a fifth dimension. And in my book, we touch on 10 dimensions that can be consciously accessed, and we're not our consciousness, and that's just simply a tool we use to move and transfer thought.
It's a fascinating book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, our guest on the program, her website is advancinginenlightenment.com. You've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Gail's website. It is fascinating information on the book, other information there as well. You mentioned the word karma. That's always fascinating me. How do these lessons connect with the idea of karma? What's the connection?
Well, you could say karma is the engine that drives the lessons. And you remember in our last interview, we touched on the idea of reincarnation.
Yes.
And that it doesn't happen one after another lifetime, but all at once. And we compared that with an analogy of our television programs, which are playing all at the same time. And you choose which one to watch, which would equate the lifetime you're focused in. And the soul holds the lifetimes. It isn't something that we do. Now, the soul chooses the lessons, and most are complicated and couldn't possibly be learned in one lifetime. The soul then chooses how many lifetimes are needed to complete the lessons, and both the lessons and the lifetimes are kept in what we call an Akashic record. Now, each shares the same soul DNA, which records the accomplishment so that when a lesson is completed, it's not repeated a second time. You never have to learn the same lesson twice. And now most religions have changed the word karma to sin and defined us as being born sinful and in need of some sort of redemption that could be offered for a small donation.
Yes.
But let's use an analogy of coming into life carrying a jar of dirty water, which we'll call karma or lesson. Every time you complete one, the jar becomes more and more clean until at last the jar is full of clean water and you pass your karma and move out of duality of separation to once again become one with your soul. Not only has religion changed the name and the meaning of karma, but has completely removed it and leaving us stuck with a negative idea that we were born sinful. But you're a physical extension of your soul, and you're born with your divinity inside. So the new gift from spirit, because we have entered a new age of light, is being able to void your karma right now. You can drop all the lessons and mark them as being completed and move into a graduate status. All you have to do is verbalize it. In the name of spirit, my dominant intent is to void my karma. And it's instantly removed, although the process takes about 90 days, to filter the dirty water from your life.
Okay.
And in the second chapter of Kriyam, Book 1, this gift is detailed with all the advantages and disadvantages. But I didn't hesitate. Once I saw this, I took it at once. And then I watched all the problems with others just disappear from my life.
It's just amazing the results that you have, and it's all laid out in the book, Advancing in Enlightenment, the Crash Course by Gail Knox. Her website is advancinginenlightenment.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available as well at the usual places, including Amazon. It's so exciting what you're talking about, and you are out there where you are actually seeing people who are having their lives turned around by what it is you're presenting them and the information in Advancing in Enlightenment. You talk about Dari Anka, who channels Bashar, and you quote five universal laws. What are they, and why are they considered to be universal?
Well, I detailed 10 dimensions of existence as being the universe, not what we look out upon and consider the universe. That's just a version that we can see with material eyesight. It's basically an illusion, as is time. We use time and space as a vehicle, so our three-dimensional bodies have something to move through. But number one is that you exist, and you're supported in that existence. Number two is everything is here and now, and you're shown that with your breath. And because you can't take a breath from before and you can't take a breath in the future, you can only take your breath right now. So as you're breathing, now is you're in the present moment, that's your point of power, always in the now.
Okay.
Number three is the all is the one, and the one is the all, and that reflects to our creator being all that is. And everything of point of creation, and then every part of creation is what all that is. And number four is what you put out is what you get back, which again is the basis for the universal law of attraction, but it's also the basics of physics. And number five is everything changes except the five laws, and that's because these laws are facts about reality, and everything else is just beliefs about reality.
You mentioned the levels of consciousness. What exactly does that mean, and what does it consist of?
Well, the levels are higher levels of knowledge, and so the highest level is the God consciousness, and the second being the archangels, but they're above the descent. So when I say the levels, it's like from where we come in, and then we have a descent. So
yes.
The highest level would be that of being an eternal soul, and the second being that of an individual soul. And then we can make a comparison of our human body there being composed of trillions of cells, and the cells would make up the one body. So the soul and all of those incarnations make up the soul. The third is the planning stage, where there's a blueprint for the physical lives and the lessons that the soul wants to experience. And the fourth level would be the transformation of the plan to the actual physical blueprint, which translates the information to the physical extension, which is us, taking us to level five, where we inherit beliefs and concepts. Because we're not born knowing anything. We have to learn that from parents, teachers, religious leaders, and it's all according to plan. You know, you choose your parents, so that it's all according to plan. At level six, That becomes our physical personality, which in level 7, we take on our own thoughts and the ability to discard beliefs we don't agree on or have fault with. Level 8 is the subconscious mind, which has the ability to connect with the higher mind and learn the plan. And the next level is the negative belief level. Level 9, it's the lowest vibratory rate that we have, where old beliefs, habits, and patterns of addiction kind of exist there. And that's why it's so important to maintain a higher positive vibration, so you're open to receive new ideas and inspiration and creativity from your higher self.
Just touching the surface, and you'll find this and so much more in Gail's book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, back with us on the program. Her website is advancinginenlightenment.com. The first program we did is also available still in our archives. You can go to iTunes. You can go to YouTube. Go directly by connecting up with us at thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, you also reproduce the emotional guidance scale from Esther Hicks' book, Ask and It Is Given, channeled from Abraham. Why do you feel this is so important?
Well, your emotions are always about your relationship with your desires, about what you want. It's tied in with your beliefs. You'll never have an emotional response to something you don't have a belief in. Your emotions are your vibrational indicator and set point of what you're attracting. So your business, your relationships, your finances, none of these things can go beyond what you're capable with an emotional response. And everything matches your vibrational set point of your emotions on every subject that exists. So it's kind of it's important.
Yes, it's very important, and described in the book Advancing in Enlightenment. You describe the energy that flows through the body as being our chakra system. How does this system work?
Well, we use the system to process our emotional energy through the body, and it's working whether you know about it or not. If you maintained a positive vibration, you would flow through life effortlessly in peace and harmony. But with all the life situations that's presented to us, the system's going to be blogged, and clogged and full of emotional muck that has to be cleared. So there are 7 in the body that help you gives you guidance from your higher self and helps with your physical manifestations. And in reverse, it takes you to your connection with your higher self. So it starts with the crown chakra, where the ideas come in. It moves to your brow chakra, which is in the center of your forehead, which you visualize the ideas. It moves into your throat chakra, where you speak of the ideas. It moves into your heart chakra, where you take the idea to heart. And it moves into your solar plexus, where you add action. It moves into your sacral chakra, where you nurture it. And then it moves into your root chakra, where you manifest, through all that, you manifest that idea into physical reality.
All in the book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox is the author and our guest on This Week in America. You state in the book that believing is seeing instead of seeing is believing. I had to read that twice to make sure I understood that, because your mind goes in the other direction. How are beliefs responsible for what we experience? Because that's a fascinating topic.
Well, like I said, you won't even have an emotional response to something if you don't have a belief in it first.
Right.
Your belief in something first, then you develop the feeling about it, which leads to the emotional response. And whether it's positive or negative, which leads to the law of attraction and what experiences you're drawing into your life. And you have to reevaluate your beliefs and eliminate ones that are either fear-based or negative, because they can detach you from the guidance that you're getting from the higher self.
There is so much knowledge in your book, Advancing in Enlightenment. Does that knowledge bring us to an inner peace? Will that happen when we read the book?
The inner peace comes from acknowledging that everyone else is on their own path of discovery. That all paths lead back to enlightenment, but some take a long way and some take a short route. But the inner peace comes when you allow all others to be on their own path. When you realize that you're holding a higher vibration and you see others in the world that are negative. With law of attraction, their experiences can't come into your life. They're like repelled. You know, I think I said before, when you hold two magnets together the wrong way, that there's a force there.
Oh, yes.
That same force keeps negativity away from from your positivity. It's just a repelling force. So you can't have any people that are wanting to hurt you or do anything, you know, to harm you. If you're in a joyful and peaceful and harmonious state, they just won't even enter your life.
The book is...
you're safe. Yes.
You're
safe, and that brings you inner peace when you know you're safe.
Advancing in Enlightenment is the name of the book. The book changes our ideas about God. How does this differ from being just another religious belief?
The religions are an outward search for God, where you have to go someplace to find him, where your spiritual journey takes you within, and you discover your body is a temple. The creator source energy within, and we have access to that through our eternal soul. And the way we receive guidance and information, because it's all about connecting and communication. When you're spiritual, you've got communication, and it comes from the pineal gland. That's just behind your forehead, where we've talked about a third eye. And it has neurochemical and neuroelectrical, what do we call that? Well, the neurochemical and electrochemical discharges that come from the brain are natural. They're dimethyltryptamine, serotonin, and melatonin. And the dimethyltryptamine is vibrationally keyed to receive higher frequency vibrations. So when higher frequency transmissions are directed at the brain by the higher self, the pineal gland regulates the amount of the, you can call dimethyltryptamine DMT.
Okay.
That's what we know that as. And it's naturally produced by the brain, so the mind and physical reality can focus on the information. The pineal gland is like the gatekeeper, and it transmits all its information neurochemically and neuroelectrically, and then the serotonin and the melatonin dumps the information into the cerebral fluid, the bloodstream, and cells of your body in such a manner that the information is neurochemically and neuroelectrically translated to the physical mind and receives it as a flow of inspiration, imagination, intuition, and it's by the patterns that you go through, it knows your belief systems and your definitions, which regulate the access to the information, to the whole system.
Makes sense, and you'll find it in the book Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, the author. A couple minutes left in the program. You end the book with a chapter on aliens and galactic family. Why did you choose that ending for the book?
Disclosure, first contact. Yeah, and this is not something that it may happen. This is going to happen. The higher dimensions that I mentioned before, they all have physical existences. There are physical existences in these higher dimensions, and they've all been watching us. They have all gone through this age of enlightenment where you connect back to the one, and they are all sitting there watching us and can't wait for us to achieve, you know, that sense that we know that we're all one family. And they will come when we drop our fear. They're not going to come here, you know, and create panic and chaos. But when we all accept that, it's all one universe. And you're going to find that they're not going to look like Star Wars or Star Trek creatures. They're going to look like us. You know, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell the difference, except for maybe you'd think of them as a little bit peculiar.
Yes.
But, we're all God's creations. And so if people would drop the fear, first contact is coming.
It's an interesting life-altering book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, the author. AdvancingInEnlightenment.com is her website. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the message out there. A very important message to so many people. What's that experience been like at working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, that's been the most greatest thing. Yeah, like I said before, you know, they've taken my book off my desk.
You know,
I'm going to be, you know, it's going to travel to book fairs, and they're talking about an international tour, you know, and it's just going to go more places, and they have so many more plans for it than I could have ever imagined.
Well, it's important to get the word out there, and they do an excellent job at doing that for you. The book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Gail Knox, the author and our guest once again on the program. Gail, it is always fun. I always learn something when you're with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program once again.
Oh, this has been so great. I just love your show.
Thank you. I love having you on it, so we'll have to do this again. We got much more, certainly, that we can talk about from the book Advancing in Enlightenment.
Barely scratched the surface.
We'll come back and we'll do it again. Gail, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll look forward to part three of our conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. Gail Knox, our guest, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course, the name of the book. Our website, very simple, advancinginenlightenment.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.